This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Howard Simon is in studio with us this morning on WBEN. Home opener, just 3 days away. Are the juices starting to flow for this?
No, not yet.
When does
still
that happen?
Too far. Sunday morning when I wake up. Actually, I stopped last night. I thought, hey, there's a football game tomorrow night. And there's one Friday night.
You don't have to worry about this anymore. But for me, it's just, I don't even know if it'll hit Sunday morning. I love, Sunday opening week. 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
everyone's getting together. We're celebrating opening day. Now, Sunday night, 8:20, if we're lucky, I'll be by myself on the couch. No one's doing anything when you're our age or with kids at 8:20 at night.
I'm having a big party. We're going to watch it poolside. You want to come over?
Yeah, I would love to, but, it's just
you can watch it in the hot tub. I'll bring the TV screen over to you.
Yeah. Well, the Bills, when they kick off on Sunday night, it'll be against a team that they saw not that long ago. Yeah. Bills and Ravens matched up in the playoffs. It was the Ravens' last game that they played that counted. How are these two teams different at all from last year heading into this year?
Yeah, I think from Baltimore's standpoint, they've helped their secondary out a little bit. They moved on from Brandon Stevens, but they got last year's first-round pick, Nate Wiggins, who's going to start opposite Marlon Humphrey. They drafted Malachi Starks, so now he's at safety next to Kyle Hamilton. So I think on paper, that looks like they'll have a better secondary. The offense is pretty much the same. They have 10 starters back. They lost one offensive lineman, but everybody else is back. They added DeAndre Hopkins to the receiving core. But, it's still a very talented team. I think they're the favorite to win the division. They're certainly, and like the Bills and the Chiefs, they're in that list of AFC contenders. So, Brian, I think you're going to see same coach, same type of football. They're going to run the ball hard with Derrick Henry. You got to worry about Lamar Jackson, dual threat quarterback. But I think their pass defense, which statistically was bad last year, might be a little bit better this season.
The big thing for me about the Bills is the biggest question seems to be about our secondary and how healthy these players will be.
Can you play cornerback?
No.
Okay, well, because if you could, you'd have a shot at starting on Sunday. I think that is a huge concern, really, because, depending on what happens as the week goes on, now apparently it's groin injuries from what we found out, right, for Trey White and Christian Benford. So Hairston's already out. If Trey White and Christian Benford can't play, I'm looking at the Bills' depth chart. You're looking at Jamarcus Ingram and Dorian Strong starting. Now, those guys are your fourth and fifth cornerback, so that's not an ideal scenario against Flowers and Bateman and Hopkins and Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, I think, I know there was a lot of talk about safety play and Cole Bishop in the preseason, but I think the injuries at cornerback are a major concern right now.
Well, for the second year in a row, we're kind of entering the season wondering, all right, who's going to catch the ball for the Bills?
Yeah.
Keon Coleman, he was kind of rolling. Like, he was starting to really pick up some momentum last year before his injury, and then when he came back, it fell flat a little bit. Which, to you, is the real Keon Coleman or the Keon Coleman you're expecting to see starting Sunday?
I think it's the guy we saw in the first half. I think it's difficult for rookie receivers to come in and really make an impact. It's a very small select group that can do that. And I liked a lot of the ability I saw in him. We know he's not going to be great at separating, but he's a guy who's a big target who can make contested catches. He's got to get consistent hands. He can make a highlight reel catch one moment and drop an easy pass the next. Of course, he has to stay healthy. I think it's a really big year for him. I think it would be a too much, Brian, to say this is going to be the next Diggs or Molds or whoever, like that real surefire superstar receiver. I'd like to see him just play consistently, make the catches he can make through a full season, and then we can have a discussion if there's another level to him. I also think Kincaid, a bounce back year for Dalton Kincaid, if that happens, would be big for this offense.
The Bills really didn't have a big time pass rushing threat last year. How much do you think Joey Bosa is going to help contain Lamar Jackson this
week? Yeah, I mean, I think he can help, Susan. Honestly, my biggest concern is just keep him healthy. This is going to sound nuts. I don't want it to, because it sounds like I'm getting a little too cocky and we're getting a little too overconfident. I just need him to be healthy for the playoffs. This team's going to make the playoffs, right? Barring an injury to you-know-who, I don't even want to suggest that. I don't even want to mention his name in that discussion. This team will be in the playoffs. They should win the division. They should be in the playoffs. The success or failure of the season will be determined by what you do in the postseason. They need their defense to be better in the postseason. When it comes to Joey Bosa, honestly, you can manage his snap counts, have him on the field sparingly, do whatever you have to do, because I need him healthy for the playoffs. He needs to be a difference maker in the postseason. He needs to be that has to be the pass rush that Philadelphia had if they play Kansas City again in the playoffs. So I don't think about him a lot in the regular season. I don't want him getting hurt. I need him ready to go for the postseason. The other guys, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, Rousseau, Epinesa, Ed Oliver, those guys need to do the job. Bosa, for me, I just please have him healthy for the playoffs.
The one thing before we let you go, we got to get a preseason prediction. This is what I want to know from you. When will the last game at the current Highmark Stadium be?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think it'll be the AFC Championship, but in a little bit of a twist. I don't think they'll be the one seed. I think it'll probably still be Kansas City or maybe Baltimore. I think the one seed will get beat in the divisional round, and the Bills will host the AFC Championship game.
I love it. Ooh. Howard Simon, looking into the crystal ball, it would be amazing to have the last game at the stadium be the biggest game you could possibly ever have
at
the stadium.
What's your prediction? Super Bowl this year? No? What are we thinking?
I'm feeling good. Look, get me into the playoffs,
right?
Set up to win. As much as everyone's talked about how they love the first half of the Bills' schedule, the back half makes me really nervous. They go through like a lot of really good teams in the back half. So just let's get there in a position to win, and then I'll be feeling good.
Susan?
Let's get to the playoffs.
Spoken like middle-of-the-road cautious fans. You guys would be terrible on sports talk shows.
I'm watching on TV right now. Randy Moss burned the Bills. I don't know why they need to show this, but like I've been through too much to sound too confident, Howard. That's just how it is.
Shield your eyes.
Yeah. Howard Simon joining us talking about the Bills and Ravens. We're already getting ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.